Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We're recording today. Our topic today, and I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. The topic today is the third team South Louisiana defensive third team. It's our defensive third team. This will be the final show that we have for our All-Louisiana teams. Last week, we did the second team for South. The week before, we did our North second team and third team. In the preview issue, which is an actual printed magazine that went out in September, which people can still get on LAFootballMagazine.com, our website, we did a printed magazine for North and South first team. And the first team is just on the web, it's just in the magazine, and Jace has also released it on the website. But the second and third teams are only on the podcast and the website, meaning we printed the magazine in September. There's no way we could add the third team, second team, because we're doing that in the past 4 weeks. Just so people don't get confused. So if you're buying a magazine, what'll be in the magazine is the first team from September. Everything that we're releasing on the podcast are from December, January. So, I mean, you know, it's current. But all the kids that we're going to mention today, and I would say 99.9%, unless somebody was brand new since August, you know, when we scouted last year and the year before, and if coach didn't give us a name on the questionnaire late August, most of these kids are in our preview magazine. So if you're a parent listening, you can order that magazine. Again, we do a North copy and a South copy, two different magazines, and you can go to our website and purchase a copy, LAFootballMagazine.com. We're going to start today with the defensive line, and there's a ton of kids in South Louisiana that I've seen over the last 3-4 years that can play football, and usually a third-team defense. Most kids are D2, D3. A lot of these guys, and I'm actually going to talk about today, have 1AA ability and D1 ability. I think it's a deep group of D linemen in the state of Louisiana that's not getting recognized, because if you don't see it on a website and you don't hear about a name on the, you know, in the media, you tend not to believe it. But this will kind of mix that up a little bit, because there's a lot of D tackles, defensive ends, and nose guards that I think can play college football, especially at least the 1AA subdivision 1 level. We're going to start with defensive ends. And our first kid that we're going to talk about is right out of Destrehan High School. And I think he can end up being a D-tackle in college. He's definitely a 1AA player and has some D1 abilities. Janario Scott, who's 6'2 in height, 260 pounds. And really has a lot of ability. I think, at times he looks like he's the part, and, you know, at times he looks like he just needs another year. But he has the frame and the ability to become a very good college football player. And Destrehan had one of the best defensive lines in the state of Louisiana this year. And actually, they're in the semifinals. They have a chance to go back to the state championship game 2 years in a row to try and win a state title this year. Continuing on, another defensive end that I want to talk about is at Kinder High School. Kinder is located close to the Lake Charles area. And the kid I want to talk about is Brandon White. Brandon White started at Barb High School, and the reason he played at Kinder his senior year was because of the hurricane. A lot of kids had to change schools because schools weren't going to play football this year, like Barb didn't play this year. So Brandon White went to Kinder his senior year this year and had a phenomenal season. And I think he came into his own. Here's a kid that's really way under the radar. When he was at Barb, I thought he had a lot of ability. I like this kid's game. He plays all out. He has good feet. He's got a long frame, 6'2", 240 pounds. He has about 4.8 speed in the 40, 4.89. And I think he's really starting to – he came into his own this year. I saw him play this year for Kinder. He got stronger. And he got a little bigger. I mean, at Barb, he was probably around 225 his junior year. And in 219 for Barb, he had 40 tackles as a DN, 10 tackles for losses and 3.5 sacks. In the weight room, he squats 425 pounds. His favorite player is Chase Young, former Buckeye, now with the Washington football team. I keep wanting to say Redskins, the Washington football team. He doesn't have any big offers right now, but this is a kid I think that's a no-brainer 1AA football player, and I think he's got some D1 ability. Another defensive end that I think is under the radar for a small college is Wykie Bennett from Ponchatoula, 6'2", 240 pounds, with good feet and high effort. Might develop and become a D-tackle, might gain a bunch of weight. I could see him being 270, 280 one day. Another defensive end who I think's got a lot of ability, and he's still growing and he's still filling out, is Jacoby Celestine from Hanville. Jacoby's about 6'2 and a half, about 220. Very long kid and still lean. Carries his weight really well. He's a pass rusher. He's got about 4.7 speed in the 40. He's got a feel for the game. I saw him as a junior in 2019. He has 16 sacks his junior year and pressures combined. I think he's got a lot of ability. Squats 450 pounds. Growing up, he liked UCLA, LSU, and Baylor. Another defensive end I think that's got a lot of ability. This kid's got as much ability as anybody in the state. It's just at times, he's just raw. Is Armin Ellis from Warren Easton High School. Armin is 6'4", legit, 240 pounds. And let me tell you, they don't look any better than Armin at Warren Easton. I mean, when you see this kid get off the bus, you see him line up on the D-line, he looks like an SEC defensive end. He's just young and raw, very new to the game. Very new to the game. He had 10 tackles in 2019. It was his first year to play football, really. Another defensive end that's a late bloomer that sat out last year, transferred from Madison Prep High School in Baton Rouge to Woodlawn of Baton Rouge, is a kid by the name of Eddie Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. When I seen Eddie play as a sophomore at Madison Prep, he was about 6'4", about 245, and just had a lot of ability. And he's only played a year of high school football, really, a full year, and that was this year for Woodlawn. Eddie's now 6'5", 270. There's no fat on his frame. He's got a lot of ability. I mean, he looks the part again. He looks the way you want a DN to look for major college football. He just hasn't played a lot. A quote from Eddie to us, he said, "I am looking for a college that is in a cool spot, not only to have fun, but also good food to enjoy." Powell said, quote, "You might want to stay in Louisiana for the food part, Eddie." His favorite NFL player is Aaron Donald. A lot of kids like Aaron Donald, who plays for the Los Angeles Rams and plays next to Michael Brockers, who played at LSU. Another defensive end is Randry Charles from Karen Crow High School, 6'2", 245 pounds. Here's a guy that's really not more of an edge rusher, but he's just a tough kid. And he plays the run as good as anybody you'll see. That's why Karen Crow is so good. And I can't believe, man, Karen Crow scored 80 points this past weekend on Plaquemine in the playoffs. Karen Crow's in the semifinals to go to the state championship game. Randy Charles is a duo with Tony Leger, or Ledger, as they might say, in Lake Shaw and Lafayette area. Both kids 6'2", 250. Charles, in 2019, had 36 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, and a forced fumble. And he squats almost 400 pounds. He's also on the basketball team and runs track for Karen Crow. I think he's a big-time player because he plays the run and he's strong. He might go inside and be a D-tackle if he goes 1AA and gain more weight. And his teammate, it could be pronounced two different ways. It's either Tony Leger or Tony Leger. And Tony's about 6'2", 245, just like Randy Charles. These guys are bookends for Karen Crow. That's why they're so good. One of the best duos in the state outside of Scotlandville High School in Baton Rouge. What I like most about Tony is his toughness. He had 34 tackles in 19 and about the same in 220. Six sacks combined the last 2 years. His favorite school growing up is LSU. In the weight room, he squats 325 pounds. And when he's not playing football, he told us he likes fishing and hunting. Another defensive end in the Lafayette area out of New Iberia High School is Latavian Thompson, a brand new late bloomer, 6'2", about 240, with good feet, a guy that can really play. I mean, he's a guy, he's under the radar. A lot of people don't even know who he is. But he had a great senior season and is a guy that could really be a good player for 1AA school. We're going to go take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the defensive tackles in the state of Louisiana for our third team South defense in Louisiana. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. Today's topic is our third team All-Louisiana South defense, and we're talking about the defensive line. This is a show that's not for everybody, but I think all parents love it, especially if their kids are mentioned, and the college coaches love it, and the high school coaches, and obviously whoever went to these high schools, and especially if you love recruiting. We're going to talk about D-tackles, defensive tackles, and then after that we're going to talk about nose guards. There's a bunch of them. But our first D-tackle that I saw play the last 3 years from Bonneville High School is a kid by the name of Taylor Tate, who's 6'2", 265 pounds. And a lot of people don't talk about Bonneville in the New Orleans area, in Kenner. Bonneville's always had some good football players. And Taylor Tate is one of the best I've seen in the last decade. He's an athletic big guy. He could be a DN. He could be a D-tackle. Squats 400 pounds. He grew up like in Tulane, LSU, and Louisiana Tech, and he was quoted to us by saying, "I'm looking for a really good academics and a good football program with a group of people I can call my brothers someday." When he's not playing football, he also likes to play basketball. And you can tell Taylor's got really good feet. I think he's D1. I think he's under the radar. Another D-tackle from Destrehan is Jace Goodwin. 6'1", about 270. He's committed to Northwestern State. I think that was a good get for Northwestern State. Here's a kid with good feet, strong. Could be a DN if he gets even faster. But this is the kind of D-tackles that Northwestern State needs to get their football program back at the top of the Southland Conference. He's one of four D-linemen at Destrehan that could play D1 or 1AA football, an incredible D-line. Another D-tackle from Woodlawn High School in Baton Rouge. His name is Femi Falaloo, 6'3", 315, brand new, and looks the part. I mean, he looks the part, put together, can move, good feet. One of the reasons Woodlawn was so good this year is they had a really good D-line. Everybody talked about their young quarterback, but their D-line is why they were so competitive this year. Another D-tackle under the radar is from St. Augustine High School, the Purple Knights, is Jerron Grace, 6'1", 290. You know, St. Aug's always had late bloomers. Tyrone Hughes, who played in the NFL, was a one-year guy. They had the James Hall that came out his senior year, was a good player. They had two or three from the band. This is another one that you got to keep an eye on, Jerron Grace. Good feet. Saw him play against Zachary High School in person. Runs about a 5'2", 40, strong, can run laterally. I think he's got D1 ability. Another D-tackle, way under the radar, at a Grace King High School in New Orleans, is Shazmo DeSalle. I love the name, Shazmo. 6'3", 270, D-tackle from Grace King. Grace King's a good academic school in New Orleans, known more for academics, and not known for producing defensive tackles to college. But Shazmo has good feet, high effort, and runs well. I think he would be, if he played for John Curtis, if he played for Jesuit, if he played for Brother Martin, you would hear about him getting some 1AA offers already. He does like Arkansas Pine Bluff, and his goal was to make All-District his senior year. We'll see what happened. That'll come out pretty soon. Another defensive tackle from Highland Baptist around New Iberia is a guy by the name of Tariq Collins. Great feet. Really, really good feet on this kid. High effort. 6'1", 265 pounds. Saw him play in 2019 and again in 2020. I think he's got D1 ability. He's a hidden gem for 1AA colleges. Another D-tackle. Right in Baton Rouge from Sanibel High School, who's been a three-year starter, is Brant Billingsley, who's 6'1", 265. Brant, he brings his lunchbox. He's one of the tough guys in the state. Plays with a lot of effort. I think he could play D-tackle, DN, or nose guard, wherever he chooses to play. I guess it depends on where he signs for college football. 6'1", 265 of muscle. You just can't teach good feet and high effort. I think he's a guy that's definitely 1AA, at least 1AA. Another player who's got D1 ability from Lafayette Christian Academy in Lafayette, Louisiana, is Terrell Lockett. Terrell's 6'1", 280, and he's got a lot of ability. He's a transfer from Catholic and New Iberia High School, where I saw him play as a youngster. Has good feet. I love his effort. He's got a lot of ability at the point of attack against the run. He's got to improve a little bit as a pass rusher, like most D-tackles. He was quoted as telling us, when I look at a potential school that I would attend, I look at the academics that would help me with my career, at what I want to do in my life. Also look at the former players that went to that school as well as the coaching staff. I agree. I agree with you, Terrell. He runs about a 5.5 in the 40. Squats 455 pounds, and when he's not playing football, he likes to play video games. Another, we're going to go ahead and go to nose guards. There's quite a few of them, but our first nose guard, which is a D-tackle, is Jace Stewart from Holy Cross. I think Jace is way under the radar. He's about 5'11", about 290. He's got a couple of NAIA offers, but I think he's a 1AA player. Definitely could be a Southland Conference or a SWAC Conference player. Another player, a brand new name, sleeper this year, came out of nowhere, is David McGowan from West Jefferson High School on the West Bank of New Orleans. David's 6'4", 6'5", about 350, can move. Really move for a big guy. I saw him play this year for the first time. He really didn't play until this year. Another D-tackle that I've watched play for really 4 years. Started his career at Brother Martin High School as Nazis Moore from Edna Carr High School. Edna Carr's got recruits everywhere. I saw him play in letter for the Brother Martin Crusaders when he was young. He's the perfect nose guard, I think, for 1AA, maybe even some D1 schools. He's quoted as telling us, I'm looking for a school to find a place that feels like home and has great psychology program. In the weight room, he benches 310 and squats 435 pounds. He also enjoys playing basketball and likes to babysit during his free time. That's pretty neat. Another nose guard to keep an eye on is Darion Wilson from Scotlandville, 5'11", 290. They have two nose guards. They have two nose guards that made our Louisiana teams. That's incredible. Most high schools don't have any. But Darion is 5'11", 290 with feet. I think he would be a great sleeper locally at Southern University, Nicholls State, McNeese, any 1AA school. He can move. Another big-time nose guard from DeRidder High School that I watched, DeMarcus Hunt. If this kid was 6 foot tall, LSU would offer him. He's 5'10", 320. And they have two nose guards also that are 1AA players. That's why DeRidder was so good this year. DeMarcus can rush the passer, and like his teammate, the next nose guard we're going to talk about from DeRidder is Malcolm Faulkner, 5'10", 315. Malcolm can get after you, man. He can play the run. And these two guys were brutal for offensive lines in the Lake Charles area. DeMarcus Hunt and Malcolm Faulkner should be no-brainers to go to McNeese State, that type of school, especially, you know, McNeese needs these 300-pound nose guards on their roster. Another D-tackle, a nose guard that I think would be a great 1AA player, is from St. Paul's High School. His name is Gavin Clayton. Gavin's 6'5", 350. He's a big kid. He gives you a high effort. He's got a little bit of a motor for a big guy. And he's been starting for 4 years for St. Paul's, for Coach Salter, Coach Ken Sears. He's actually a three-year starter, but he's been playing for 4 years since his freshman year. He's still learning the position. But he's a big guy that can move. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about linebackers. That's right, linebackers. The key to your defense is your Mike linebackers. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's topic is our third team, South, All-Louisiana defensive team. We've already done our second team. We've done our first and second teams, third teams, South and North. This is the final team that we're going to talk about for defense for South Louisiana. And linebackers, what an important part of a high school football team. And this is the hardest position to recruit for college. You don't find many true linebackers for college when you're recruiting, because a lot of kids that play safety grow into linebackers. A lot of guys that play DN are really linebackers. And it's hard for a college to find a really true Mike linebacker. And there's a few of them in Louisiana. We're going to start with Brian Amos from Brule High School. Brian is about 6'1", about 225. He makes the switch from defensive end, I think. He's a DN more for Brule. Again, they don't play linebacker exactly in high school. They play where the team needs them. Runs about a 4.89, but looks faster in the 40. He's also on the wrestling team. And you can tell he's agile because of that. I think he's got a lot of ability. Another Mike linebacker who really plays defensive line for his team at E.D. White in Thibodaux, Louisiana, is Holden Tabor. Holden is about 6 foot, 215, 220. Tough guy. Strong. And played D-line for his team this year. That's where they needed him. For a lot of schools, he would have been a Mike linebacker. He would have been a true linebacker. But this kid was all over the place. He was a starter as a junior. He played as a sophomore. And he really was the glue of their defensive line. And that's why E.D. White went to the playoffs and won a playoff game. I think he's got 1AA ability as a linebacker. Another Mike linebacker that's on this list, because I think he's just a tough guy, is from Kinder High School, a kid by the name of Gavin Johnson. He is tough. Actually, I would love to just say Gavin Tough Johnson, 5'10", 210, 215 pounds of muscle, and he just gets after you every play. Another Mike linebacker from John Curtis, they always have a Mike linebacker, is Kylan White, who stands about 6 foot, about 220, and he's a gamer. Kylan is a tackling machine for John Curtis, the Patriots. And he's the reason that Curtis was so good again this year, being a young team. They're always strong at linebacker. Kylan would be a great 1AA steal for the right 1AA school and might end up being a D1 type player in college. Another big-time Mike linebacker who really impressed me for the last 4 years at Jennings High School is Colby Estes. Colby's about 6'1", about 220, very tough kid. Big-time leader, and he's on this list because he was a leader and a great high school player. Another player similar to that is a Mike linebacker from Lakeshore High School, in St. Tammany Parish. A four-year starter, Devin Wahlbacher. 5'11", about 215, very athletic, big-time leader, tackling machine. He gets it, and this guy is everywhere. I mean, I've seen him play many times over 4 years. Devin's been a big-time leader for that program. They've won many games at Lakeshore. Throw away the stopwatch, throw away the height and size. He's a football player. He's got over 250 tackles just going into his senior year. He had over 300 in his career. And they call him Lakeshore Titan. That's the award they have at Lakeshore High School. Lakeshore Titan. He's got schools like Lamar, Culver, Stockton, and McNeese State that have shown some interest. He likes those schools. And he has a lot of favorite players. Luke Kuechly, Carolina Panthers. Devin White, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and LSU. And Ray Lewis, the great Hall of Fame Ray Lewis with the Baltimore Ravens. We're not playing football. Wahlbacher likes, he wants to become a FBI agent one day. Oh, that's pretty cool. Another Mike linebacker who, again, a lot of these guys don't play linebacker for their teams. He plays defensive end for Archbishop Rummel, but I think he's quick enough to be an incredible Mike linebacker. He reminds me of Sam Mills that played for the Saints, the late Sam Mills. There's a guy by the name of Kabaz Craig from Archbishop Rummel. He's only 5'9", about 225, but let me tell you something. He is the best linebacker in the state under 6 foot tall. It's not even close. He runs about a 4.6 40 off the edge. He looks like he's a 4.2. Seen him play many times. If this kid was 6 foot, I'm telling you, he's Devin White. But he's only 5'9", and he gets it. I mean, he's strong as an ox. He's quicker than he's got that Devin White build, and he's just phenomenal. A phenomenal football player. Kabaz Craig, remember the name. If the right school gets him, like I said, he's a defensive end for the team, not a linebacker, but he'll go to linebacker, I think, at Mike linebacker and be a great player. He does have an offer from a small NAIA school by the name of Alvarana University. Another player who's got a lot of ability is from St. Augustine High School in New Orleans, the Purple Knights, Savon Goodwin. He's the glue of the St. Aug team, and they've got tons of talent. Runs about a 4.7 40. Could easily be 230 pounds in college. He's 5'11", about 210 now. But he is big-time tackling machine. Savon Goodwin has a lot of talent. Another Mike linebacker under the radar is from John Aaron High School in New Orleans, Rashad Harris, who's 6'1", about 225. He's a diamond in the rough. Starter for the last 3 years at John Aaron High School. Runs about a 4.8 40. Built like a D1 linebacker. And has the ability. Still learning the position. Had 13 tackles for losses just in 2019. He has offers from Millsaps College and Graceland University. And he's quoted to us as saying, "The things I look for in a college are academics, how comfortable I feel about the school, and the environment." And get this, in the classroom, he has a 4.1 GPA. Another linebacker that I think is under the radar that I had a chance to see play the last 3 years is Rajon Jones from Generette High School around the Lafayette area. From Generette, Raquan Jones is 6'1", 225. He was quoted to us as saying, "I would like to be accepted to wherever I can get a scholarship, anywhere." And he's got a lot of ability. This kid runs about a 4.7 in the 40. And he's got that physique, 6'1", 225, to be a big-time linebacker. Another Mike linebacker that's really good. I think he's a leader. He's one of the reasons Archbishop Rommel was so good this year, with really a whole new defense, is a former fullback that moved to linebacker, Logan Bertuzzi, from Archbishop Rommel High School. 5'11", about 215 in weight. Big-time player. Logan, I think you could be a D1 walk-on because you got that leadership, especially if you want to go into coaching. Another Mike linebacker that's still growing, still filling out, but he's really a safety for his team, is at Parkview Baptist. Ian Pruko. Ian. Ian is 6'2", about 205, and has really never really played a full season because of injuries. This year he played more than ever before. Runs about a 4.6 in the 40. And he likes McNeese State, Navy, Northwestern State, and Southeastern. He's quoted us as saying, "I'm just looking for a good coaching staff that cares about the players and wants what's best for the team." He's also quoted as saying, "I definitely would like to go to a school that is well-respected in the academic aspect as well as the football aspect." He squats 455 pounds. He enjoys hunting and fishing and also tennis. He's a big tennis player. You go, Ian. But he's going to gain a lot of weight in college. He's built to play linebacker more than safety. This is my opinion, seeing him play. Another big-time player at Mike Linebacker's, Tyreek Robinson from John F. Kennedy High School in New Orleans. New Orleans has a lot of linebackers. Runs about a 4.7 40. Has a lot of ability, a tackling machine. That's what caught my eye with Tyreek Robinson. Another big-time Mike linebacker from Opelousas High School, Mark Thomas. Just a big-time football player. 5'9", 215 pounds. He's really a throwback. Old-timer. He had over 80 tackles as a junior, over 80 tackles as a senior. He grew up liking Nicholls State, Southern, and Grambling. He benches 325 pounds, cleans 265, and squats 425. I just think I've got him on the list because he's a football player. Another big-time linebacker who plays DN for his team at Northside High School in Lafayette is Blaine Etienne. I love the name Etienne. He's a good-looking kid that I saw in 2019. He's about 6'2". He was about 210 last year. This year he's about 230. And I think he can move out to Mike linebacker and be a heck of a linebacker in college. Another Mike linebacker is at De La Salle in high school in New Orleans is Shamar Keelan, 6'1", 215. Shamar is a tackling machine, has a lot of ability, can run about a 4.7. He's played a lot of football. He's a three-year starter. He's the reason the defense is so good at De La Salle and why they're in the semifinals. He likes Rice, Dartmouth, and Louisiana College. He's got really good grades. He's quoted as saying, "I'm looking for a college that takes a chance on me and shows personal interest in me in recruiting." He squats 460 pounds and benches 265. When he's not playing football, he likes to fish. He likes to play basketball. Another Mike linebacker that was a one-year sensation this year at New Iberia High School is Marcus Shaw, about 5'11", about 220. Big-time player. Another player who played defensive end for his team at Brother Martin, but I think he's a linebacker in college, a Mike linebacker, is Andrew Lyon from Brother Martin High School, 6'1", about 220 pounds. He was probably one of the toughest, if not the toughest, defensive end I saw in Louisiana this year under 230 pounds. Andrew played like he was 280. And he runs really well. He runs about a 4.7 40. That's why I think he would translate to a Mike linebacker position in college and actually could be a D1 guy at the right D1 school. Another sleeper at linebacker for Mike linebackers, Detron Parker from Scotlandville in Baton Rouge. 6'1", about 200 pounds, 205 pounds. He's a big-time jumbo athlete that's grown into a linebacker from DB. He could be about 220 in college. And he's quoted to us as saying, "In college, I'm looking forward to majoring in business management, graduating at the top of my class," you go, man, "and making it to the next level as well as starting my own business." Squats 430 pounds. Another Mike linebacker that's a big-time football player from St. Michael's High School in Baton Rouge is Eric Thibodeau. Eric's 5'11", about 215. He can play 1AA football. Because he's a football player. He's a tackling machine. He runs about a 4.7 9 in the 40. He's gotten a lot of small college offers like Louisiana College, Huntington College, Carthage College, Wisconsin Luther College. I think he can go 1AA. I think this kid would make a great walk-on at the 1AA level and end up starting. Another big-time third team all Louisiana South defense, Mike linebackers, Andre LeBlanc from St. Thomas More High School. Here's a guy that's played with a broke hand in his career. He's played through injuries. He's 6 foot, about 220. He's a tackling machine. Him and Bryce Bouillon are two of the best Mike linebackers on one team in South Louisiana. I think Andre can play 1AA football easily because he's tough. He's a tough kid. Another Mike linebacker right here in Baton Rouge. The reason they're probably going to win a state championship is Mickey Alvarado. 5'10", 220 pounds from Catholic High Baton Rouge. Mickey has got the intensity, the smarts. He lines up his defense, and he has football speed. He might time a 4.8, but he looks like he runs a 4.5. He's got football high IQ. Mickey Alvarado, big-time player, I think. I think he could walk on 1AA. Another big-time Mike linebacker is Dylan Smith from Karen Crow. 5'10", 215, big-time hitter. Another big-time Mike linebacker from East Ascension in Baton Rouge, Blake Thompson, who goes about 6'1", about 215, a three-year starter for the Spartans. I think Blake's a big-time diamond in the rough for a 1AA school. He's been offered by Southern Arkansas and Louisiana College. Another big-time Mike linebacker is Dwayne Tillis, who plays a little defensive end for his team at De La Salle. Dwayne's 5'11", 240, but he's so quick that I think he could go to Mike linebacker in college at 5'11", 240. He runs about a 4.8. I think he'd be a great 1AA Mike linebacker, maybe even D1. Another big-time Mike linebacker, Terry Green from Edna Carr, 5'10", 220. Tackling machine, three-year starter for one of the top programs in the state. Another Mike linebacker from Holy Cross in New Orleans, Gavin O'Connor, 6'215". I think he's got a nose for the ball. They've put out some good linebackers. They have a linebacker right now that's a freshman at Louisiana Tech that's leading the team in tackles. Another football player at Mike linebackers, Aaron Goodwin from Woodlawn and Baton Rouge, 5'11", 230. Aaron is such a great football player. He was born to play Mike linebacker in college. Look, just in 2019, he had 108 tackles, 34 tackles for loss, 8 sacks. In 2 years combined, he's got over 200 tackles and 50 tackles for loss. Squats 500 pounds. Bench is 405, one of the strongest players in the state. Also in the powerlifting team for Woodlawn High School in Baton Rouge. His favorite player is Ray Lewis. You look like Ray Lewis, Aaron, the way you play. You know, Aaron runs about a 4.89 40. He's not one of those 4.5 or 4.6 guys, but he looks it on the field. And I think he would be a great Mike linebacker for a 1AA school. Another big-time under-the-radar Mike linebacker for college is Oliver Craddock, 6'2", 220 from Lafayette High School. Oliver's got a knack for the game of just knowing the game, high IQ, and he's smart. He has a 4.1 GPA and a 33 on his ACT. Over 200 tackles in 2 years, over 20 tackles for loss in the last 2 years, and he had 4 interceptions as a junior. He's a national merit semifinalist. Another Mike linebacker that's a sleeper in the state is Blaine Morse from West St. John High School, 6'2", 220. Runs about a 4.7. Tackling machine. A lot of these guys are tackling machines. Another Mike linebacker that I saw this year and last year from Jules Sumner High School, close to Tickfall, Louisiana, is Dominique Haney. 6'2", 225. Tough kid. Tough, tough, tough kid. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about outside linebackers for college, guys under the radar in the state in South Louisiana for our third team All-Louisiana South defense. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's 3 great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's topic, is our third team South All-Louisiana team defense. We're talking about linebackers. The last segment was Mike linebackers. This segment is outside linebackers. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. Kind of lose your voice here when you do this so much. Continuing with Mike linebackers, now we transition into outside linebackers, is one of the biggest sleepers in the state, Carl Nixon, who plays at L.W. Higgins in New Orleans on the West Bank. Carl plays defensive end for his team because that's where they need him. But again, like I said, most linebackers don't play linebacker in high school because they're kind of taller, bigger kids. They need you where they need you. But Carl, I think, would be a great outside linebacker, converting from defensive end where he played at Higgins. He's 6'2", about 225, 230 pounds, and runs about a 4.65 40. I think Carl's got a lot of talent. Again, you can't pay attention to just what you see on the internet. That's why I'm doing this show. This show is, we're talking about kids that will end up signing at a college, and you'll go, well, who is that guy? Well, you'll know who he is now by listening to our show. So when you see the signing classes, you'll know a little bit about them than just seeing a name and seeing who they sign with. And you say, well, I didn't know. Well, now that's what we do these shows for, just to talk about these kids. Carl Nixon, again, plays DN, runs like a linebacker. He tore his ACL at the LSU camp in 2019, but he fully recovered for this year. And he had a great year. He's got a lot of D3 offers, but he's not D3. He's all D1. I think he's D1. Another outside linebacker from Scotlandville High School in Baton Rouge is a guy by the name of Mike Brown. Mike's a four-year starter that grew into a linebacker as from a DB position. He's 6'2", 210, and he is a tackling machine with about 4.69 speed in the 40 and a high IQ of the game. I think Mike can play at certain D1 schools. I really do. Another outside linebacker who can play Mike linebacker or outside linebacker in college from Acadiana High School, Derek Bershier Jr. From Acadiana High School, Derek is a tackling machine. He's received offers from Louisiana College, Sterling College, Bethel College, North Park University, East Central University, and Olaf University. Derek, he's the glue of that Acadiana defense. All those D linemen get all the attention, but he's got a lot of ability. He's only 5'8", but he goes about 200, about 205, but, man, he can hit. He is super strong, too. Derek is super strong, benches over 300 pounds, and runs about a 4.640. Again, don't be, you know, don't judge him just because he's 5'8". I mean, he's kind of like in that Sam Mills category, the late Saints linebacker. You know, Devin White's only about 5'11". Another outside linebacker for college who's got a lot of ability that I saw play this year, Ezra Armstrong from Centerville High School. 6'2", about 185. I think he would make a great outside linebacker. Plays a lot of DB for them, but I think he's going to grow into an outside linebacker because of his body and his frame. Runs about a 4.640. Another big-time player who's still learning the game, but, man, he looks the part. I mean, if you draw up an outside linebacker, this kid looks like they need to look. It's Sean Hudson from Eunice High School. Sean is a four-year starter. He's 6'2", 205 pounds, lean. He's grown into a linebacker from the DB position, and he actually plays DB, but he's already a linebacker in size. He runs about a 4.640, and he's easily going to weigh 230 pounds one day. I think Sean Hudson's a big-time sleeper for D1 or 1AA. Another big-time linebacker. He's on the list because he's just a gamer, and he's a hitter. He's everything. It's Randy Martin, Jr. from Archbishop Rummel. 5'9", about 200 pounds. Again, just a thumper. He will hit you. He runs about a 4.640. His first year to start, Rummel lost their whole defense. This guy was brand new as a starter. He played some, but, man, he can play. He's right under 5'10". And actually, he's about 210 now, 215, but he can play. I think he's a 1AA starter. Another outside linebacker for college is from Slaughter Charter, right in that Zachary area, Christian Hawkins. Christian is a 5-year starter. He started day one when the school opened. I think he's the most underrated outside linebacker in the state. Nobody knows about him. Runs about a 4.65 in the 40, was a tight end for the school, was a receiver for the school, was a DB for the school. But since he's 6'1 now, he's about 210. Had 46 tackles in 2019, had over 50 in 2020. He was quoted to us as saying, "I'm looking for a universe that gives me a family and at-home-like feeling." He can bench about 220. He needs to get a little stronger there, which he will. He also likes to play basketball in his free time. Another big-time sleeper at outside linebacker from Maryville High School around Lake Charles is Braden Hutchins, 6'2", 190. This kid can run. He's a sleeper under the radar from Maryville High School. Another sleeper from Franklin High School, not Franklinton, but Franklin, is Akeem Wiggins, about 6'1", about 190. Had a chance to see Akeem this year, really good athlete. Plays DB, but I think he's going to be a linebacker in college and weigh 220 one day, 210. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're almost done with our defensive team, but we still got DBs to talk about and punters. When we come back, we're going to talk about our all-South Louisiana team defense, third team cornerbacks. Cornerbacks, the most athletic spot on a defense. You got to have a strong corner who can run and play the run, who can play the pass and run with the fastest receivers in high school. We'll talk about cornerbacks when we come back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm Lee Brekeen, the host of the Sports Scouting Report. Today's topic is our All-Louisiana team, third-team defense. And this segment, we're going to talk about cornerbacks. There's all types of cornerbacks to recruit. Some are 6'2", 180, and just play the pass. Some are 5'8", 5'9", 5'7", 5'10", and they play the run and the pass. You got some 6'2 corners that will play you man and play the run. And when I say play the run, when the team runs the football, they'll actually hit. They'll actually come up and hit you. Some corners, again, that's not complete, or just they just like to defend the pass. I like corners that like to defend the run and the pass, because when you get to college like LSU, you can see the ones that don't like to do both, and it affects the defense, even if they're gifted. But this list has got a lot of kids that are short and tall that'll project as cornerbacks at the D1, 1AA, D2, or D3 level. This is a state full of them, full of corners. We're going to start with Tyquan Stewart, who's under the radar. He's one of those 5'7 corners I was talking about. Not tall, about 165, 170, but he'll get in your face. He'll lock you down. He'll get right at the line of scrimmage and just mess with any receiver. I don't care if they're 6'2 or 6'5, and he can run. Another corner who's a man defense corner that I like a lot, he's tough, is Jalen Johnson from Holy Cross, about 5'9", 5'10", 165. Jalen is very athletic, and he'll come up and play man. Even though he's not that big, he's committed to McNeese State. They saw that in him, obviously. He can really run. He's strong for a little guy. He's very strong, physical. Another corner that I thought that caught my eye at Northside High School in Lafayette is Jaquavion Johnson, late bloomer, 6'1", about 170. He's a lockdown corner that also defends the pass and the run. I like him a lot. Another great corner like that is McDonough 35's Phil Simmons, who's come on his senior year. He is a one-year wonder that has really had a great year for McDonough 35 in New Orleans. I'm going to tell you what, Phil Simmons can play D1 football. He's 5'11", about 165, and he'll lock you down in man defense. He'll play the run, and he'll play the pass. Another corner that's really tough and physical that I like at Karen Crow High School is Jonathan Green, 5'9", 165 pounds. Very aggressive, very good speed, good hips. Another corner under the radar at Hammond High School is Shamar Reed. Runs a 4.5, really tough kid, 5'11", 175 in weight and height. Another under-the-radar corner that I think is a D1 guy, he's physical, he's big time, I think he's SEC, is Archbishop Shaw's Samir Lanier, 5'11", 180. Shaw's had their DBs over the years, and lately they haven't had a lot of prospects, but this guy is Samar, is really big time. I love his game. He's tough. He's got the hips. He's got everything. Another big-time corner who's committed to Yale University in the Ivy League from St. Thomas More High School in Lafayette, Dominique Zephyrian. Dominique's a three-year starter for St. Thomas More. He's got a high IQ of the game. You can tell he's smart. He's always in position. And he's going to Yale University. Well, he'll have a great career there. A big-time tall corner that I watched the last 2 years. It's under the radar. At West Jefferson High School, Sean Senatus. Sean is 6'2", about 180. And he's as good as any tall DB I've seen. He's just really late bloomer. Another big-time DB from New Orleans, from Psy Academy, is Damon Dunmore. Great size. Great size, 6'1", about 185, plays the run, plays the pass. I think he's D1. Another sleeper D1 DB from New Orleans, from Lusher High School, a four-year starter, Jared Albert, 6'2", 180. Really gifted kid. I think he's 1AA or D1, and he played receiver for Lusher, but he's a DB, and he's a tall corner that can run. Another big-time corner from Landry Walker, in Algiers, Louisiana, close to New Orleans. Dante Brown, 5'9", 175, really good athletic corner. They got a great group of DBs at Landry Walker. I think he's a baller. He's a 4'5 guy. He plays a lot of that nickel position, has that Tyrann Mathieu stuff in him. He's not big, but he's super gifted and strong. Another DB from Psy Academy in New Orleans. It's ThiaQuest Williams, runs a 4.5 40, 6'175", really good player. Another good corner under the radar is Jordan Stipe from John Curtis High School, 5'11", 165. Strong and bigger this year. I thought he got a little stronger and bigger in his game. Tough kid with a 4.59 in the 40. I think he could be a nickel corner at the next level. Another big-time sleeper at Lutcher High School, a corner by the name of Robert Urson, 5'11", 170. Robert is a great, great player. I think he could be a D1 guy, 1AA guy. Another sleeper at East St. John at cornerback is Kevon Bro, who had a great season at East St. John, a late bloomer, 5'9", 165. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about safeties for our third team, All-Louisiana South team, defense. You got to have a safety. A safety is a guy who's not quite a linebacker, not really fast enough to be a corner, but a guy that will hit you and in space can cover as either the strong safety or free safety. When we come back, we're going to start with free safeties. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's topic is our third team South All-Louisiana defensive team. This is the final time that we do any of these first, second, or third teams. The first team's in our printed magazine from September. Our second and third team is on the podcast and also on our website. So if you order a magazine, the first team's in there. But all the kids that we're talking about today are in our printed magazine back in September. It's got all the high schools in it. And these kids are, if they're not on the first team, they're in the magazine with their team previews. But you can go to LAFootballMagazine.com to order an issue. If you've never heard the program before, for both South Louisiana and North Louisiana, we have two magazines that were printed in September. And like I said, we extended the second and third team since we've done the magazine. And all these kids are in the magazine. They were all in the magazine, unless they're brand new this year, which is a possibility. We're going to continue this segment with safeties. You've got two kinds of safeties in high school football. You have strong safeties who play closer to the line. They play the run. They'll usually take on a slot guy or tight end in coverage. And then you have your free safeties that are they're the last line of defense. They're kind of like your quarterback of the defense. They'll blitz. They'll come up and guard tight ends. They'll come up and try and sack the quarterback. Sometimes they'll be the last line of defense when they throw these long balls. They'll help corners. When there are post routes, they'll come in and help corners. The good ones do. But we're going to talk about free safeties to start off. Our first kid that I want to talk about is just a football player. I don't know what level he'll go to, but he's just a football player. From Sulphur High School, Daniel Burton. Daniel's about 6'2", 190. And he's probably a 4'7 guy in the 40, but looks faster, but he can play. He's just got a nose for the ball. I think he's a 1AA player. Whether he gets a scholarship or has to walk on, I think he could end up starting at the 1AA level. Another free safety that's a late bloomer and has a lot of room to grow, still filling out, is Denate McDowell from Covington High School in St. Tammany Parish. This kid's 6'3 in height, 170. He's got 6'7 length. In 2019, I saw him play. He runs about a 4.640. He's got the frame to weigh 220 pounds and be 6'3 and be a DB and be a safety. Another free safety who came on late this year is a one-year guy. He put the weight on. He filled out. Is Davis Stevens from Holy Cross. I'm really impressed with this kid, Davis Stevens, as a free safety. 6'3 in height, 185 pounds, has a lot of room to be about 210 in the end. Tough kid. Comes up and hits you, comes up, plays the run, plays the pass. Very long 6'3". I think Davis is a steal for a 1AA college. Another guy who missed a lot of his high school career because of injuries, he started as a quarterback at Walker High School, but he finished up at University High, is a guy by the name of Christian Ard. 6'2", 190. Christian's got a lot of ability and really under the radar because he missed a lot of it. He missed his junior year. He played the senior year. He missed a lot of his sophomore year because he transferred from Walker to University High. But he runs a 4.6 and a 40 at 6'2", 190. Can really run. Has a lot of ability. Another free safety from Notre Dame High School in Crowley, who's a great run support safety, is Nick Gautreau. Nick is 6'1", about 190, 195. Smart kid. Missed a few games in 19 because of an injury. Came back this year bigger and stronger. And has 4.59 speed in the 40. He's quoted as telling us, I'm looking at education over anything. Super strong, man. These Notre Dame kids are super strong. He power cleans 235, squats 375. He also runs track for the school. And his favorite schools growing up is UL and McNeese State. Another kid that I think would be a great free safety in college, but he was a quarterback at Abbeville High School, is Jaden O'Brien. Jaden is a four-year starter for Abbeville, their best athlete. 6'2", about 180. I think he would make a great free safety in college. He runs about a 4.6. I think Jaden would be a steal for 1AA school because he's going to be about 200 pounds. Another safety that I saw play this year that no one's going to talk about, but you're going to hear it on the show, is Dorwin Dunbar from Bel Air High School. 6'1", almost 6'2", about 160, but man, this guy can play. He really caught my eye. He was super fast, played the ball, was a tough hitter, and he's going to fill out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about strong safeties for our third team, all Louisiana South defense. Strong safeties. We just got through talking about free safeties. We'll be back and talk about strong safeties when we come back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's topic is our third team All-Louisiana South defense. And I hope you're enjoying the show. You can go to our website and get a magazine still from September for North and South Louisiana. All these kids basically are in it. Not on this team. They're not. The teams aren't in it. The second teams aren't in it. The third teams aren't in it. I'm talking about the team itself. Like, the high school teams are in the preview. And all these kids are in the preview. But the second and third teams are not in the magazine because the magazine was printed in September. A lot of parents are getting confused. But the magazine was printed in September for all the high schools in the state. The second and third team are only for the podcast and our website. The only thing that was in the magazine, well, again, it was the preview of the teams of which these kids are in, and the first teams. We're going to go ahead and continue on with strong safeties. We're going to start with Deshaun Brown, who had to play a senior year at Lake Charles College Prep. He was a transfer because of Barb not having football this year. Has received an offer from Louisiana College. They already had three D1 DBs. Deshaun Brown made four Division I DBs for Lake Charles College Prep, one of the best teams in the state. 6 foot, 175 with 4.5 speed. Big-time sleeper. It's going to fill out and be about 180, 185 in college. I think he'd make a great strong safety. Another big-time strong safety that's on this list because I saw him play 3 years and he's just a gamer. He's tough. Is Gabe Primo from ERAF. 5'11", 170 pounds. Gabe brings it. If you go in his direction, he's going to hit you. Very athletic, 5'11", like I said, 170 pounds. Another really good strong safety that I like at Eunice High School, Eunice had a very good defensive backfield, is Jacoby Collins. Jacoby Collins, 6'1", in height, 170 pounds, and very tough. Tackling machine. Runs about a 4.6, 4.5, 5.40. I think he's a D1 player. He's going to be bigger in college, probably weigh about 185. Another strong safety that caught my eye this year because he's just a tough kid. Throw away to height, weight, stopwatch, all that stuff, is Carson Miller from Jesuit High School in New Orleans. Carson Miller was one of the best hitters in New Orleans. And he never missed a tackle. I mean, if you went his direction, you were going on the ground. Only 5'10", about 165, played like he was 6'200", and actually has a chance to get really bigger in college if he wants to play college ball. Another really good safety that I like the last 3 years from Karen Crow is Xavier Randall. Big-time athlete. Karen Crow has three college prospects in their secondary. He could be a nickel corner, either D1 or 1AA. Runs a legit 4.5 in the 40, and he has that toughness you need to play nickel corner at the next level. Another corner who I think will be a safety in college is Jaden Harding from Destrehan. Jaden's 5'10", 175 pounds, just a tough kid. I love his toughness. He's one of the main reasons because that defense is so good, Destrehan has a chance to win a state title this year. Had six interceptions in 19, has almost that this year in 220. I liked how he plays the run. I really do. And he's also a good cover guy. Another strong safety that's a sleeper, plays linebacker for a school at Northside High School in Lafayette, Ronald Malvu. Ronald's about 5'10", 180, but just a super tough kid. I think would make a great strong safety, 1AA or D2. Another sleeper at strong safety from Assumption High School is a kid by the name of Terrace Consonnery. Terrace is 5'10", about 185. Big-time hitter, plays the run, I think would make a great 1AA strong safety. Another great four-year starter from St. Helena Central that would make a great strong safety is Jelani Earlycutt. From St. Helena Central, he's about 6 foot 195. I've seen this kid play for 4 years. He's a hidden gem. If he keeps growing, he might end up being an outside linebacker. And I think he's got D1 talent. Another great strong safety out of New Orleans from Carver High School is Lawrence Lambert. Love his toughness. He had 3 interceptions in 2019, about the same in 2020. His favorite colleges growing up was LSU and Stanford. Another great strong safety prospect from Thibodeau. Man, I love Thibodeau, Louisiana. It's Roland Richard. 6 foot 195, just a great football player. I love the way he plays. I love he plays all out. He's got that build and frame you need to be a big-time player. I think he'll be about 6'1", about 210 in college, but could play strong safety. He tore his ACL before the 19th season, and he came back this year and had a great 220. He does have offers from Louisiana College and Arkansas Baptist, and he's quoted to us as saying, "I'm looking to get my degree in college and finish all 4 years." I love that you said finish all 4 years. In a generation where kids are not finishing their 4 years. He's also quoted saying, "I'm interested in doing sports broadcasting." You're going to have to give us a call, Roland, one day. When not playing football, the Thibodeau senior runs track and also plays basketball for his school. Another strong safety that I like a lot is a 4-year starter at Northeast High School, Darren Taylor. 5'11", 172. Darren is an interesting prospect. He's played everywhere for David Masterson, his head coach. He's played defense. He's played offense. He's been a track guy for their program. He's been a baseball player. Runs a legit 4.59 in the 40. Darren's had over 150 tackles the last 2 years combined, with 3 interceptions combined, and he scored a defensive touchdown his junior year. He's quoted as saying, "What I'm looking for in a college is a rich experience that will prepare me for a career." And he squats 435 pounds, and he's only 172 pounds. And he's good in baseball, too. And he triple jumps, long jumps, and throws the javelin in track. I like this kid as a D1 player. But he's played everywhere for Coach Masterson, like I said, and it's just tough. A lot of colleges have a tough read on where he could play. But I think he'd be a great strong safety. Another strong safety sleeper prospect out of Madison Prep in Baton Rouge is Nylon Jones. Nylon is long. He's about 6 foot 190. He looks the part. He carries his weight really well. He had a really good senior year. He really came on. Runs about a 4.6 in the 40. He likes Houston, Memphis, Kansas, and Arizona. Another strong safety that's a big-time player for Destrehan High School, Destrehan's whole defense might go to college, is Kelvin Lee. Kelvin's 5'9", 180. Tough kid. Lays the wood, as they say, as a hitter. Runs about a 4.6 in the 40, 4.65. Would make a great strong safety for Nicholls State or McNeese or Southern or that type of school. Another safety that I think would be a great strong safety if he wanted to play college ball is Michael Summers from Live Oak High School in Watson, Louisiana, right outside of Baton Rouge. Michael has high IQ of the game, and he's such a great player for the next level. He's a smart kid, and he's very physical. Another safety at Live Oak in the same mold is Branson McCoy. 5'11", 175. I think Branson's a big-time player that can be 1AA and maybe go D1 and walk on to a small D1 and start one day. Branson McCoy never saw a play he didn't like to where he didn't like to hit somebody. I mean, he's very aggressive. When you're aggressive, college coaches love that in a safety. He really brings it. Another safety that really caught my eye this year is a guy by the name of Brian Williams from Franklinton High School. Franklinton in St. Tammany Parish. Brian Williams is 5'9", about 172. And he played running back at Franklinton, but he also played DB, but he caught my eye as a DB. Runs about a 4.45 in the 40, but I think he'd make a great strong safety in college. Another kid that's on this list because he's just tough and deserves to be on is from Kaplan High School. A kid by the name of Drake Lejeune. Drake is 6 foot, about 180. Just a football player, just tough, tough kid. Another kid that deserves to be on this list from Ellender High School is Tremont Converse, 6 foot, 185, a lot of ability. A lot of ability. And another kid from Houma area, from Terrebonne High School, Travis Brown, 6 foot, 180. Travis has a lot of ability. Travis can do a lot of things, runs a 4.5 in the 40, great coverage guy, great run support guy for Terrebonne. They had a great defense with Mason Smith. Another strong safety, our last strong safety to talk about today is Braden Bond, B-O-N-D, from Pearl River High School. If you're not from South Louisiana, Pearl River's in the St. Tammany Parish area. It's a great town. Pearl River's had a great couple of years in football. Braden's 5'9", 165, and a very good athlete, very good, runs a 4.6 40, and very tough. And we only have one punter on our third team, but he's a good one. We're going to talk about punters. He's the strongest punter in the state, benches over 300 pounds, squats over 400, and cleans almost 300 pounds. Christian Donnelly from Dutchtown High School, 5'9", right under 5'10", 170, 175 pounds, with a cannon leg from Dutchtown High School. He's a kid that could walk on to a 1AA program and be a heck of a punter for a number of colleges. And you don't see a lot of kickers and punters that bench 300 pounds. I mean, they just don't exist. But I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. I really did. I enjoyed talking about these kids. Kids that I've seen play personally. I've been scouting since 1991, so I can give you a really good opinion of these kids, a perspective of who's coming up that's not just the top 25 kids in the state, because you see usually the top 25 or top 30. And so when we did all these lists, these are guys that I saw that I thought have some type of college ability, or they deserve to be mentioned as great high school football players. I hope everybody has a great day. We'll see everybody really soon. And again, I hope you enjoyed this bonus show that we did today. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.